Press On with Jared Gunter of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ. Hogan, neighbors, hope you're doing well today. A few months ago, my sister-in-law lost her grandfather. He collapsed and was unresponsive and was life-flighted to Bowling Green, and it was really unexpected. It was one of those you-never-know kind of situations, just reminding us how sudden things can change, and you just never know when our end may be. And that story can be anybody's story. We all have stories like that of losing a loved one, losing them suddenly. And it's sad to hear, but it's commonplace, isn't it? We may even conclude that, hey, she's a grown woman and it was only a matter of time for her to lose an elderly grandparent. Because we all do. And that's true enough, but one thing that you don't know, and I learned for myself, was that this grandfather was more like a father to her. Her biological father had not been much to her in her life, but her grandfather stepped up and filled that void. And so that makes the loss even greater, something that you just never know on the surface. And it gets me to thinking about how much we may not know in any given situation. And maybe we find it more comfortable to keep it that way, to just not know. The truth is, you never know what someone else may be going through if you don't ask or pay attention to what's going on around you. You just never know what someone's background story is to help you understand why they are the way they are, again, unless you get involved. You just never know what someone's spiritual condition may be unless you take the time to learn about them, ask questions. And likewise, you never know how they'll respond to learning more unless you ask. But there are a few things that I do know. One thing I know is that the Bible speaks extensively on the command to show sympathy and empathy towards others. We could give a whole host of passages to look at and spend the rest of our time and then some looking at all the different passages. But in 1 John chapter 3 and verse 17, John writes, "But if anyone has the world's goods and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart against him, how does God's love abide in him?" Second thing I know is that Jesus modeled sympathy to perfection. We could think about the story of Lazarus when he died and the fact that Jesus wept over that loss, sympathizing with his sisters. But we also see it more emphatically for all of us when we read what Paul wrote in Romans chapter 5 and verses 6 through 8. In Romans chapter 5 and verse 6, Paul writes, "For while we were still weak, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly. For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would dare even to die. But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." I know that Jesus modeled sympathy to perfection and love, as we've discussed before, in a way that we could not fathom otherwise. And to that end, I also know that we don't know when our end will be. In 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 10, Peter writes, "But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, and then the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the heavenly bodies will be burned up and dissolved, and the earth and the works that are done on it will be exposed." And so while the day of the Lord is unpredictable, what we can understand is that the world will come to an end. And finally, what I do know as well is that it matters that you and I respond, and it matters how we respond. As we read, in closing, Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 through 6, Paul writes, "I therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you are called to the one hope that belongs to your call, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all." Neighbors, there are a lot of things that we just never know, but there are plenty of things that we can know because God has revealed them to us, and we need to make sure that we put them into practice. We'll be back tomorrow with more Press On right before lunch at the Z. Thanks for listening to Press On, a production of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ. We're located at 1235 William Street in Beaver Dam, Kentucky. We worship on Sundays at 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. and meet for a midweek Bible study Wednesdays at 7 p.m. and you're always welcome to join us. We're online at beaverdamchurch.com and you can always give us a call at 270-274-4451. God bless.